Sunday, December the 22nd.
Welcome to this Burlington Audio Podcast. We hope you will be encouraged and inspired in your faith as you listen to this message. We'd love to hear what you think. Please be in touch with us through the website. More information and many more podcasts are all at burlingtonbaptist.org.uk. Thanks for listening.
Good afternoon, everybody, and can I add my welcome to you this afternoon to this Christmas gathering. And we kind of love to hate Christmas, don't we? Or we hate to love it. I'm not quite sure which way round it is. If you take a straw poll of people in the high street in Ipswich, such as the high street is, most of them will say, if you ask them, how much are you enjoying yourself right now? What will they say? Turn to the person next to you and predict what that person will have already said 1,000 times today. We're all there kind of loving to hate it. It's all too much. I'm spending too much money. I'm anxious about the food. I'm not going to get it all done. I'm feeling overwhelmed. And would those singers just get out of the way and shut up so I can get this whole thing done? We kind of love to hate it or hate to love it. But there's another part of our weird psyche that means we can't wait for it. How many of you couldn't wait to the 1st of December before you put the lights up in your house? What's the matter with you? But we can't wait to get the lights lit up in order to protect us from our descent into winter. As the nights get darker, we want to put the lights on. And in truth, we all understand that. Let's get those lights lit up to cover up our descent into the darkest of seasons. Let's get some tinsel out. Who loves tinsel? Everything looks good with a bit of tinsel. Let's get this tinsel out to brighten up the shadows, perhaps, of our hearts. Or let's get ready for a few days of plenty because we've spent most of the year in what we feel like is our own scarcity. Or maybe a couple of days with family to cover up the distance between us. Or maybe just to stop, to cover up the fact that we haven't stopped all year. A lot of feasting and celebrating and laughter and drinking with the hope that I can cover up those feelings I've been trying to ignore the whole year through. And so Christmas becomes a little bit like the lottery scratch card strap line. You can forget it all for an instant. If only we could. But that's what we try. Let's forget it all just for a few days, if we can. Gemma Carell, some of you will know, grew up in this church, and she became an illustrator. She lives in Los Angeles now, and a couple of weeks ago, she sent me this picture, this drawing. Isn't that what it's like? The great cover-up. We've got no idea what to do with all this stuff, so we'll stick some tinsel and some fairy lights on it and hope for the best. So can I be personal for a moment? I'm going to. What are you trying to cover up this Christmas? If there was something you wanted to be distracted from over these next few days, what would that something be? That disappointment about the way it worked out. That anxiety that you can't quite shake off. That uncertainty about the future that keeps gnawing away. Maybe a bit of shame or guilt or failure or whatever it might be. What would you love just to forget for an instant? If only Christmas could be the great cover up. The irony, of course, is that we often use Christmas to cover up when Christmas itself was the great uncovering. when God himself decided to uncover, to no longer hide away, but to reveal himself to us, that God himself would become available, accessible, vulnerable, that God himself would become known. It's ironic, isn't it, that in a season when we use opportunities to cover up our lives, God is maybe inviting us to uncover the whole thing. What if Christmas is actually God's invitation to hide a little less, to uncover a little more, to name that fear, to look at that anxiety, to recognize that wound, to see that pain, whatever it might be. And you will say, Simon, why wouldn't on earth would I want to do that? Why would I want to get my darkness out? And suddenly the metaphor of Christmas becomes real. The light shines in the, and the darkness can't stop it. What if the light was for your darkness? What if the light was not just for the darkness, but what if the light was for your darkness? What if every time we just opened up a little bit more of our heart, the light came in? Gisèle Perrelot said just last week, words that I think will become famous and infamous for this whole century. She said, shame needs to change sides. Shame needs to change sides. That's the very heart of what the Bible talks about when it talks about the Christmas story. That God, who knew no shame, it says, became shame for us. So that I can not cover up, but open up with a sense of confidence that his light meets my darkness. That's a heck of a relief, isn't it? That his light meets all our darkness. Because we fear the opening up. We fear the being honest. We wonder if we start getting the darkness out, we don't know where it will end and when it will stop. But what if the moment we open it up, the light shines and the darkness itself can never stop the shining light? So maybe this Christmas, an invitation for you and me, not to cover it all up, but just to open it up a little bit more. That we might face the next year more alive, more hope-filled, more able to be who we were always intended to be. More light, less dark, more alive, more who was always in God's heart for you to be. Would you pray with me for a minute? You see, in all our lives, there's this stuff. And we don't know what to do with it. You can call it fear, call it guilt, call it shame, call it sin, call it brokenness, call it hurt, call it pain. You'll have your own words for it. Yours is unique. Mine is unique. But we've all got it. We're all short, the Bible says. We're all not fully alive. There's more of us and more of life for us to embrace. So what is the one thing that you would love? The one place where you would love to see, to know, to feel, to experience a little bit more light. We sang that song, Here I Am, to worship. Maybe the invitation this Christmas is to just open that little bit of our heart and to let the light shine in. You can do that now in this moment. I give you that fear, give you that disappointment, I give you that uncertainty, I give you that shame, that guilt, that failure. I give you what I feel that I almost daren't admit to myself, let alone someone else. I give you that little bit of darkness, and I invite the light to shine in. The light shines in the darkness. And whatever else is true this Christmas, the darkness can't stop it. We're going to stand and sing our final hymn, carol, song together. Just because we can, let's sing from the depths of our hearts about a God who made himself known, no longer hiding, because none of us need to hide anymore. Hark the herald angels sing.